Welcome to the URJ's Parenting Podcast. This is Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist, and today I'm speaking with Rabbi Sandy Eisenberg Sasso, one of the senior rabbis of Congregation Beth El Tzedek in Indianapolis, and author of 11 nationally acclaimed children's books. In this first segment, we talk about how to open the conversation about God with your child.
I could not find any books about God that I wanted to read to my children or to the children I taught in my synagogue. Most of the books about God presented ideas that I could not believe in and that I assumed my children would later reject in adulthood. I believe that children have ideas and images about God, and they want to have a serious conversation. And we don't have to simplify the concept, we have to simplify the language. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to write a book about God that I could believe in and that I wanted to read with my children. And part of this began from an experience I had with my daughter, who is now a professor of psychology, but this was when she was going to a day camp, and she came home one day with the picture of a elderly looking gentleman, looking like a grandfather with a beard. And I said to her, you know, that's a very lovely picture. Could you tell me something more about it? And she responded, well, you see, Mom, they asked us to draw a picture of God. And then she paused, looked at me, and she says, but don't worry, Mom. I know God is not a man. But first, I gave them a blank sheet of paper. And they said I had to draw something, and this was all I could think of. Mm-hmm. Now, at first, I felt, well, my daughter's ready for rabbinical school. I mean, you know, she thinks of God in an abstract way. She realizes, you know, you can't put God on a piece of paper, and you can't limit God. But she was only 5 years old at the time. So for her, God was a blank page. And I wondered, where were the rich images to fill that page? And that's what led me to write the book, God's Paintbrush. It was to help children see God in their everyday experiences and to provide a variety of images in which they would be able to express their relationship with the divine and with the sacred. I wanted them to see not what God could do to them if they're bad or for them if they're good, but what they could do because of God. How could they be God's partners? Mm-hmm. And so I wrote this first book called God's Paintbrush, which is a series of vignettes that talk about everyday experiences that children have, and I imagine where children might find God in those places. And each of the vignettes ends with a question. Because what I want more than anything else is to have a conversation. I don't want parents to have a conversation with their children. And the questions enable that to happen.
I can see a conversation where a child really wants to try to understand a difficult concept, and a parent keeps saying, what do you think? I don't know the answer to that question. And how to help a child who really is looking for some kind of an answer that is satisfying to them at that stage in their life.
Well, I would say what's most important is not the answer, but the conversation. I mean, these are not simple questions that have single answers. These are big questions, and there is more than one answer, and there's many ways of approaching it. What children want to have is a conversation about these issues. And it's not that we have to give them an exact answer. What we have to say is we're interested in talking to you about this. What are you thinking? This is a really big question. I'm not sure I have the answer, but here's what I'm thinking. I wouldn't say, look, I don't have the answer. You know, let's we're leave it open and we're not going to have any conversation, but rather, here's what I've been thinking about this, or here's what's troubling me about this, and how do you think about this? And that conversation will change as the child grows.
Is it important for the parent or the adult reading the book to know what they think about these beliefs and about God before they start having a conversation?
No. The simple answer is no. But before that, we do need, as adults, to get in touch with our spiritual life if we want to encourage our children's spiritual imagination. We need to get in touch with when we first felt the presence of God, or if we don't want to use the word God, when we first felt a sense of transcendence of the sacred. If we can get in touch with that experience, then we're better attuned to those experiences in our children's lives. But as I said before, these are not simple questions. You can't look up the answers on Google. These are big questions that philosophers have been writing about for generations, and they've written volumes. We shouldn't expect to know the answer. All we should expect is to care about the question and to care about having a discussion with our children about these important issues. One of the things I always encourage parents to do is to think back to their own childhood, to find a time when they first felt the presence of God, or they first felt a sense of sacred or of transcendence. And in order to do that, I share with them a story of the first time I felt that presence. And when I was a young child, my family used to go to the beach. We used to go to the Jersey Shore. And we would rent a home for the summer, and my father would come down on the weekends when he finished work and spend the weekends with us. And I used to love to go and jump in the waves in the ocean. But one day I got toppled by a wave, and I was momentarily caught in the undertow. After that experience, I realized the ocean was not such a friendly place, and it could be a dangerous place. And I stopped running into the ocean, jumping the waves, and I only sort of stayed at the shore where the water kind of lapped at my ankles. My father came down on the weekend. He noticed I wasn't running into the ocean. He didn't say a word. He just picked me up in his arms, and he carried me into the ocean over the waves till I had the courage to go back in the water again. And I think of my father's arms as the arms of God, as that which carries me over the difficult times until I'm able to stand up on my own again. That was my first experience of sacred. And in my father's arms, I learned more about theology and God and the sacred than I did in all my theology textbooks in rabbinical school. And most of us can find that experience in our lives. And when we can get in touch with it, we can realize how to be more attuned to our children's spiritual lives. So often when we talk about how do we encourage children's religious imagination, how we talk about God, we think, oh, we have to come up with this very profound philosophical answer to this very difficult question. But really, it's about experiences. It's about experiences of love and trust and what gives us courage, what helps us get through difficult times. Those experiences are divine experiences, and that's what we need to be attuned to and not worry so much about, you know, quote-unquote answers. Trust yourself. Talk about what you're thinking. It's okay to express doubts. It's okay to say, I'm not certain. The only thing it's not okay to do is say, I don't care, go ask your father, or go ask your religious school teacher. Don't mm-hmm. put it off on someone else. Your children want to know what you're thinking.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. Let us know what you think and find more parenting resources at urj.org/parents.